Francisco Bay. An ocean liner took her so far away. Well, I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best gal I ever had. Well, she said goodbye, and she made me cry. I wanna lay right down and die. If she ever comes back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. When I go off with my baby, talking to my baby, clinging to my baby, singing to my baby. When I go off with my baby down by San Francisco Bay.
Oh, that'll warm your heart just about every time. Richie Havens, our Sunday concert, High Flying Bird and San Francisco Bay Blues. Pete Fornicelli on Mixed Bag this Sunday morning. We'll have our weekly theme set for you right after these messages.
My name is Sue. How do you do?
The voice and style are unmistakable.
I'm Johnny Cash.
February 8th, 9th, and 10th, Radio City Music Hall presents two country music legends together on one show.
I hear the train of coming.
Johnny Cash.
It's rolling around the bend.
And Waylon Jennings. Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings together in concert on the great stage. With their very special guests, June Carter.
We'll go on down to Jackson.
And Jesse Coulter. Get your tickets now at the Music Hall box office, Ticketron, Teletron, and Charge It. It's the biggest country music show this side of Nashville.
Just to satisfy you.
Johnny Cash.
I walk the line.
And Waylon Jennings. February 8th, 9th, and 10th. At Radio City Music Hall.
That's just a little bit older than all the love.
This message is dedicated to all blatantly romantic New Yorkers who are thinking about doing it for the first time.
Village Voice Classifieds.
Yes, I'd like to place a personal ad.
Is this your first time?
What, me? First time? No. I do this all the... Yes, it is actually my first time.
Lucky you. First-time personal ad users get a 10% discount during February.
Great. Do you think I'll get a lot of letters?
If you write an engaging, honest ad, you could get dozens.
No, I don't want to meet any circus performers or wackos.
Most responses are from professional people like yourself. You are a professional person.
Well, actually, I'm a circus performer.
Really?
I'm 3'9".
Oh, that's nice. You could write a short ad.
Say what?
Pick up the phone and run a personal ad in next week's Village Voice and get ready for a response. They're the world's best read personal ads. Call 475-5555. 475-5555.
19 degrees and cloudy at 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. Pete Fornicelli at 1027. And as I said earlier, there are still a limited number of Mixed Bag second anniversary t-shirts available. They cost $7, with the net proceeds benefiting Folkworks, the public interest production company. What you have to do is send a check or money order made out to WNEW-FM, plus your name, address, size, and the number of shirts you want. Send it to Mixed Bag T-Shirt, care of WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017. Wear the colors proudly. And this theme set this week is a direct connection to the party, in the sense that I'd like to play it for all of the performers who gave of their time and talent at the Lone Star. I'm talking about Suzanne Vega and Schooner Fair, Josh White Jr., Buskin and Bateau, Tom Rush, Jorma Kalkinen, Melanie, and of course, Pete Seeger. This is a theme set about performing for them at WNEW-FM.
Song, I'm glad everyone's here.
for the evening to be well underway. Glad everyone's here to hear Song Man. Song Man. Song Man. Singing along with my song. Let the evening begin. I don't mind singing my song again for the crowd again.
I I'd like to do a song I never played in public before. It's a brand new song. It's sort of a tribute to the friends of mine that come out here on the road and to you too.
That's our theme set for all the performers who gave so generously at the Mixed Bag second anniversary party. We heard from Jackson Brown with The Loadout and Stay. Paul Simon before that with Art Garfunkel's Song for the Asking. Seals and Crofts, I'll Play for You. And Jim Dawson starting things off with the title track from his debut album, Songman. Couple of minutes after 10, Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag this Sunday morning. We'll be back in our final hour with a visit from Tom Paxton and some other great music, too, right here at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York.
The early return of discovery. Good morning, I'm Jeff Finch from The Source. And NASA is confirming that the Space Shuttle Discovery will touch down at Cape Canaveral this afternoon. It had been reported that the shuttle wouldn't come down until tomorrow or Tuesday. Cape Canaveral correspondent Jay Barbree explains what today's landing indicates.
Jeff, apparently the astronauts got their assignments completed in record time. They left here Thursday on a minimum 3-day flight, a mission expected to last 4 or 5 days. But they successfully deployed a 2.5-ton reconnaissance satellite Friday, and last night, Mission Control announced the decision to come home this afternoon. The shuttle Discovery should land at 4:23 p.m. Eastern Time in good weather.
This is the 15th U.S. space shuttle mission, but the first shrouded in military secrecy. In Illinois, officials have dubbed snowplow crews driftbusters. The snow that socked in much of the Midwest and Northeast has ended for the most part, but many highways in Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia remain closed by snowdrifts up to 20 feet high. Is the White House backing a plan to force middle and upper-income college students out of the federally backed student loan program? An administration official denies that report, but concedes some changes are being planned. Reaction on college campuses to any student aid cut is understandably negative.
Personally, I feel that Reagan's response to college students' needs for any kind of aid at all has been very poor.
If he cuts the program, I won't be able to get as much in guaranteed student loans, which means I personally probably won't go to school.
The opinions of two students at Washington, D.C.'s American University. One plan would limit federally backed loans to students whose families make less than $32,000 a year. Test scores of 5th and 9th graders who took a special achievement test 2 years ago were up from the year before, according to the International Association for the Evaluation of Educational Achievement. The numbers suggest the American educational system's improving. And the TV show Murder, She Wrote and the movie Romancing the Stone were the two big winners at last night's Golden Globes Awards ceremony held in Beverly Hills. Each was honored twice. And that's news. I'm Jeff Finch from The Source.
I'd like 142 million boxes of cake mix.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me have 40,000 automobiles.
Yes, sir.
Every week, Parade Magazine's 51 million readers buy big, and you can reach them in practically no time because Parade delivers its 51 million readers in 48 hours. So get big results fast. Place your ad in Parade and tap a market that every week buys
3 million bottles of shampoo,
130 million jars of peanut butter.
Parade Magazine, 51 million readers in 48 hours, appearing every Sunday in the Daily News.
In sports last night in the NBA, the Knicks beat the Pacers 109-106, and the Nets beat the Mavericks 103-93. In the NHL, it was the Capitals over the Islanders 5-1, and the Canadiens beat the Rangers 3-2. In NCAA basketball, St. John's beat Georgetown 66-65. On the Sunday sports schedule in the NHL, the Islanders are in Washington against the Capitals this afternoon at 1:30, and the Rangers host the North Stars at the Garden tonight. That game gets underway at 7:30. It is 22 degrees under cloudy skies, humidity 57%. Our forecast, some light snow likely this morning, then becoming partly cloudy and warmer, high in the low 30s. Tonight, cloudy with occasional light snow or flurries. Lows in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then some sun in the afternoon. Highs will be in the 20s. 5:30 after 10, Pete Fornital back with you on Mixed Bag for this last Sunday in January, the 27th by date. Coming up later this hour, a visit from Tom Paxton. And right now, I'd like to let you know that this is the week that Puff the Magic Dragon comes back to town. I'll tell you all about that after we listen to the record.
Mist in a land called Honolulu.
tell you a song to keep out the night, make believe we belong. Tell you a secret, you will be mine. I want you all the time, face to face, hand to hand, heart to heart, woman to man. We can make it. If you give me your heart, I won't break it. I believe in you. Let me be your magic man.
That's Peter Yarrow from his first solo album and Weave Me the Sunshine. Tom Chapin before that, Magic Man, and Peter, Paul, and Mary starting things off with Puff, the Magic Dragon. And the joy and tradition of music and song continues as for the sixth year, parents and children celebrate the return of Puff the Magic Dragon by presenting Peter Yarrow, Tom Chapin, and other performing friends in two concerts at PS6. That's 45 East 81st Street on Saturday, February 2nd, 1985 at 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Now, last year, Peter's friends included a whole host of guests, and that will be the same this year as Tom Chapin joins in the festivities and a return of members from the New York Choral Society. Tickets are on sale now at the school and at neighborhood stores displaying the Puff poster. Ticket prices are $3.50 for kids, $7.50 for grown-ups. For additional information regarding ticket sales, call Evenings 212-722-8769. I'll give you that number again. It's for Evenings 212-722-8769. Peter Yarrow, Tom Chapin, and other performing friends at PS6 45 East 81st Street on Saturday, February 2nd at 2:30 and 7:30. A message from 1027. The Lone Star Cafe on 5th Avenue and 13th Street is jumping with the stars as well. Tonight it's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. On Monday and Tuesday it's the Bands Festival. That means on the 28th, Rick Danko and Richard Manuel. And on the 29th, Levon Helm and the Woodstock All-Stars. On Wednesday the 30th, Jorma Kalkinen. Thursday the 31st, the legendary guitar great Link Wray and Preacher Jack. Kingfish returns to the Lone Star on February 3rd and 4th. And on February 5th, it's the fiddle great Vassar Clements playing with Grammy winner Gatemouth Brown. For reservations and information, call the Lone Star Cafe at 242-16...